This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looked to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Right, here we go. It's Friday. It's great to have you with us. It's 5:02. Weekend is here. The Eddie Scazzeri, you are here as well. Across from me, his name is Al Colin Dukes. What's up, man? How you be?
Oh, good morning, Jerry, and a happy summer Friday. How many summer Fridays do we have left? Not many.
Not many.
Jerry, grab life by the balls.
Yeah, well, hold on. You like to call summer Fridays anything over 55 degrees, so really we've got to like November.
That's true. We do have a number of summer Fridays ahead of us. All through September, we get summer Fridays. All through
parts of October, we could.
Even October. I call it Rocktober, Jerry, because that's when all the rock happens.
Yes.
We Rocktober it. But last night, Jerry, we had football. Now, I don't know what I was watching. It wasn't exciting. It was like
preseason football.
Right. But to me, you know what it was?
Boring.
Yeah, Giants football. The same thing we've seen here the last few years.
Well, yes. The fact that Kadarius Toney's not on the field makes it a little different.
All right.
Because I do think he's an exciting player.
Where was he?
He stayed back in Jersey because he had the off-season surgery, and so he's not 100%. And so Daboll said anybody that had anything going on, they were going to leave him home. So he wasn't there. So that does make the offense a little bit different. It was also two series. If Kenny Golladay catches the stupid ball, maybe a series is different. Whatever. You're right. It's boring.
It's just boring.
But preseason football is horribly boring.
Yes, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, what we saw last night from the Giants is what we've seen from the Giants for the past couple years, which
yes.
is move the ball down the field
and kick a field goal. Yes. They did win with a field goal, but no one cares.
Yeah.
What do you make of the Ravens winning 21 straight preseason games?
That's just odd.
Isn't that
like
weird?
Just a statistical anomaly.
It sure. I actually thought about betting them to win last night. I'm like, no, my luck is I'll bet them, and this will be the game where the winning streak
exactly.
stops.
Because at some point it has to stop. It's 21 games.
You would think. But yeah, so last night was whatever. It's what it is. I watched the series. I can't watch this.
It is what we thought it was,
yes,
Jerry.
It was. You know what I did turn on after I watched a little bit of that? I did watch the Trainwreck documentary that you told me about.
Oh, the Woodstock 99.
I saw parts 1 and 2.
On Netflix.
Yes.
Pretty good, right?
Very good. A lot of the same people were interviewed from the one that I had watched a year ago or so.
On HBO.
But you're right. It was a little bit different take on it than the previous documentary I watched.
Right. Plus, it's great to just watch that same footage even again. It's just so wild.
It is pretty. It's pretty crazy is what
yeah.
it is. It was awesome, crazy, and nuts all at the same time.
It was angry 90s rock.
Yeah.
With Limp Bizkit, Korn.
Yes, it was.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. But I couldn't watch the Giants. I watched a few plays. I'm like, that's enough. Like, I'm not breaking down the game this morning. I know you're not, so we're good.
I'm not breaking down the game. All I know is the Giants had two series with the starters and scored 3 points. So we're right back to where we were the last few years.
And Daniel Jones threw four. How many yards?
69!
Well done, Al. That is true.
They actually pulled him out at 69 because they wanted him to have that statistic. They're like, wouldn't it be hilarious if all the news reporters have to say he threw for 69 yards? Let's get him out of the game.
Now, you would do that. Brian Daboll did not do that.
I'm like, pull me out now. I've got 69 yards. It'll be hilarious. I'll just keep telling the reporters after the game I threw for 69 yards.
I do know that Saquon Barkley wanted to stay in to rush for 69 yards. They took him out at 13.
Which is also what we've seen from him. 4 carries, 13 yards. Good job.
Pretty much.
Was that two yards a clip?
Yes, his first run went for 6 yards, I believe. Looked pretty good. Busted it off the left side of the tackle.
Okay, so you're saying then he had 3 carries for 7 yards after
that. That's right.
Wow.
Yes, none negative, I believe.
Oh, good job.
They're moving forward.
Congratulations. My goodness. And he had an 8-yard catch, I see, Jerry.
He did. Yes, he did.
And, yeah, Kenny Golladay dropped the ball at the 2-yard line. But, like how you brought up, well, I don't know, I don't trust it because we didn't have Kadarius Toney. But we know how this goes. He could be hurt after the first game.
Of course he could.
You know what I mean?
Like, he could be hurt next week.
Yeah, guys always get hurt.
Yes. I'm just saying last night was not a complete showing of what they might be without your biggest playmaker on the field.
And then, like, why does Bill Belichick not play any starters? I don't understand.
Well, he's not. Some teams won't play any starters either. You know, I didn't realize this. The Rams did not play their top players last year in any preseason game. Not one.
So they're just
they didn't take a snap.
They're just using it to look at guys that they want to keep or cut.
Yeah, and then they went on and won the Super Bowl.
Good point, Jerry.
So, I don't know. I think different coaches, different teams have different philosophies. Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he can't wait to get on the field, even for just 2 series, because it's different than practice, and you just want to start working, you know, the reps with your guys, especially them. They've got new receivers and everything. Tyreek Hill's in Miami. So, it depends on Aaron Rodgers wants no part of playing in the preseason. It depends on the player.
Yeah, actually, I saw Patrick Mahomes said he wants to get hit one time.
Yeah.
He needs to get hit to feel it like he's back.
I'll tell you that, for Daniel Jones, just the guy, forget the perform, whatever. Remember, he missed the last 6 games because of a neck injury. So for him to go out there, get hit a little bit, and to come out of it feeling good, that's a positive.
Ooh, my neck.
You too? You have a neck problem?
No, I'm just saying, you know what I would have done if I was the Patriots, Jerry?
Go for the neck.
Work the neck.
You're not working the neck. That's a guy's life.
Work the neck, Jerry.
Stop it. Work the ankle. That's fine. You're not working the neck.
On one of the sacks, I would have given him a Jake the Snake Roberts DDT. Boom, right into the ground.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, they took him out.
You would not have.
The DDT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yay, yay. So there you go. Football's back.
Yeah, football's back, everybody.
I got to tell you, I'm not as excited as I have been in past years.
But it's so early.
Maybe that's why.
You know what I don't like about... I don't like when the baseball teams are good and football season starts.
Well, see, that's my theory on why I think the Jets and Giants are actually going to be pretty good here in September. Because in the past, we've begged them to be good, to have something. Now, the Yankees have been good. That's not fair. The Yankees have taken us into the postseason. But the Mets have not. And you were begging football from the two teams to give you something, and you got nothing. This year, I think, because the Mets and Yankees might have deep runs.
Yeah.
Watch the Jets and Giants be relatively good in September, and we won't be paying as much attention.
Well, we'll give them Mondays.
Oh, we will, but it won't be like if the Mets stunk and the Yankees were very average, and maybe we're going to be a wild card team. We would be hoping week one that we got 2 good football teams, and they're going to carry us through September and October into November. Now it's like we're hoping that the Mets and Yankees take us into November, actually.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that I remember when we were still in Queens, this would happen, and during Boomer and Carton, where football season would start and the teams would be pretty good, and then the Yankees were running in the playoffs, and there'd be like full Mondays where we barely talked football because it was Yankees playoffs.
And then next thing you know, it's the middle of November before you really sink your teeth into football season.
I remember that used to tick me off, probably because I was a Met fan, and to me, the baseball season was over. Let's get into football. And I wanted football, football, football.
And it was Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. No doubt. Probably 2009, right? With that run that they had.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So, I get your point, and that's why I think that the both teams are going to be halfway decent this year.
Well, we do know that the Jets in particular have What, Jerry?
New Jersey plans to charge a gas tax by driver mileage? What? That's happening now? What do we do? Al, what is going on?
Jerry, they're nickel and diming us.
What?
Everywhere.
Nickel and diming us? No, they're taking a sledgehammer over our head for everything.
I'm just going to hire somebody that when good I get my grief. Paycheck, they just distribute it to all the taxes. Taxes, fees, tolls. Well,
that pretty much happens already.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
just
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Take it away from me.
That took me by surprise when I just saw that on,
yeah,
on the TV.
Anyway. On NBC News.
Oh, my God.
The NBC Nightly News.
Good grief.
No, so I was just saying, it used to tick me off as a Met fan because the season will be over, but... you're talking about the both teams to be decent, Jets and Giants. But that Jets, I forget what the Giants schedule looks like. That Jets schedule, I know, is not looking favorable to them.
Well, so that's all right. It's interesting you say that because
it's interesting to note.
It is because there's a couple of things that have happened with that schedule.
The Jets schedule?
No, the Buccaneers. Yes, the Jets schedule.
All right. What could have happened?
So they start with the Ravens, but they start at home.
Okay.
Do we expect Baltimore to, I'm not going to run through the whole schedule, but yeah, just in terms of the first month, do we expect Baltimore to be this world-beating team?
No, but I expect them to beat the Jets, no problem.
See, I don't. I actually think the Jets have a chance in that game.
All right.
The Jets go to Cleveland. Deshaun Watson's not there.
I'll give you that one.
Okay. Forget about the next one.
Which is who?
They play the Bengals.
Okay. Lost.
Then they go play a team that doesn't have a quarterback.
Which team is
this?
The
Steelers.
All right, that's fair.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you've got a divisional game with the Dolphins at home. Like, I actually think they've got a great chance to get out to they're not going to be 5-0. Could they be 2-3 or 3-2 after the first five? Why not?
You need to be 3-2.
1-2, 3-4. But I think they can be. And you're right. After that, difficult. Packers and Broncos both on the road. Good luck. You're losing those games. I agree with you. But then you're talking division games. I don't know. They have the Bears. They stink. The Vikings. I don't know. They got the Lions, the Jaguars. Like this, the Seal. How about this stretch for them? If they went 3-2 to start the first five, let's take out those next two because they're not winning those. So they're 3-4. You then have a stretch where you're going to play the the Patriots, who are no great shakes. Let's be honest. You got the Patriots, the Bears, the Vikings. I'm skipping the Bills. The Lions, Jaguars, and Seahawks. I mean, come on.
Winnable.
Like, this team legit could win 8 games this year. I actually believe that.
All right. You'll take
Super Bowl
8-9.
Team, no. Playoff team, probably not. 8-7? Yeah, why not?
That's not exciting, though.
No,
that's
but,
not going to get talked about over the Yankees and Mets run.
No, but if Zach Wilson is throwing for 300 yards a game... and this team looks like a competent NFL team that is making strides in year two, I think I could be wrong. I think a Jet fan right now would sign up for 8-7. It's not 8-7. 9-8, I'm sorry. A 9-8 team and have a quarterback that they believe will be there for the next 10 years.
Yes, I agree with that.
So I think actually that would be exciting. Even 8-9.
So they go 8-9 or 9-8, but Zach Wilson looks good.
Yes. I think successful season, and now you're ready to win next year.
That's fair.
Now, to your point, you don't go into the season thinking you have a chance to really win.
Right.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, but we'll have Mets and Yankees here. When does the World Series even go on? Like
Late October.
December?
I believe it ends in November this year.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I
thought
don't
it was
either.
Being Mr. October. That's got to end in October.
Well, Derek Jeter was Mr. November. Remember,
but that was
he hit
that
home run at midnight
but
November
wasn't that
1st.
Like a weird thing because he was Mr. November? Because it was weird
yes,
that there was...
The September 11th year.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Right. I don't want baseball going into November. It's stupid.
So let's see. The World's... Oh, my God. Wow. It goes longer than I thought into November. The World Series dates are October 30th to November 7th.
And the World Series champion will be crowned on Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
That's weird. That's just...
That's late.
Right. We're into football. That's football season.
It's also cold at night.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, no, I agree. I am 100% I agree with you.
Stupid, Jerry.
Imagine you get the Mets playing at Citi Field. It's 44 degrees at first pitch. Ugh, because those games don't start till 8:30.
Right.
And you could have a nice 65 sunny degree day. A nice 65 degree sunny day. And then that sun goes
gets
down.
Chilly.
It gets chilly. Yeah, it does.
What if it was 69 degrees, Jerry?
Yeah, well, it could be, I suppose. I don't know that it will be, but it could be.
You know anything about this guy that the Jets added, Dwayne Brown?
From the Seahawks.
He's going to take over Mekhi Becton's
spot. He's older
than
I thought he was. He's 37. I didn't realize that.
A big, large 37-year-old lineman.
Yeah. 2 years, $22 million.
He looked big. Looked like a big fella.
He's an offensive tackle.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I like those guys.
He's a big fella. He's going to do his job and do it well.
I hope so.
The Jets better hope so. Zach Wilson better hope so.
Zach Wilson's going to be needing to take that guy on a trip.
We shall see.
Where he took his other players on a trip. This guy missed the trip. He wasn't on the team.
Did he take the linemen, though, or did he just take the receivers
probably
and the
just
tight
receivers.
Ends? That's
tight
what
ends.
I think. Yeah. I don't think he paid for the whole unit.
The lineman's like, this guy.
Well, that's right. He's going to get them isotoners for Christmas.
Isotoners.
That was Dan Marino, right? That
Dan
had those
Marino,
commercials
yep.
with his offensive linemen?
Yeah.
And Boomer was getting his linemen Rolexes. Dan Marino was getting his offensive linemen isotoners.
Gloves.
Are those still around?
I don't think so.
You don't think you can buy isotoners right
no.
now? I think you can. You don't think so?
They looked like driving gloves.
Yeah, they were cool, though. You know, first thing that pops up, isotoner gloves, Dan Marino. Let's see. You can still buy isotoner therapeutic gloves.
Oh, they went therapeutic.
No, actually, they still have gloves. Isotoner women's signature gloves, leather gloves. Yeah, no, you can still buy them. They're still new. I'm going to get you isotoner gloves for Christmas.
Kanye West dropped the isotoner glove reference in one of his songs. Isotoners.
Is this true, or
yeah.
are you making that up?
No, I'm not making that up.
Okay. I wasn't aware.
I don't make things up about rap music, Jerry.
Just sports. All right, quick break. When we come back, we got a lot to do. That's segment number one, then two follows, and then three, and then Boomer and Geo, just like that, right here on a Friday on The Fan.